Father, we just thank you that there are no orphans. We thank you that we've been adopted. We thank you, and Lord, we sorrow for those who have fallen and forsaken you. And we ask that you'll draw them in from the north, south, east, and west that have fallen, bit the bait, and been deceived. Have mercy upon us all, Master, and let your grace abound. So we ask for your forgiveness in every area that we've offended you in thought, word, and in deed. Wash us with the blood, purge us with your presence, fill us that we may be one with you, Master. I pray tonight that our hearts would be removed and surrendered to you, and that the heart of Christ would be replaced in our heart tonight. That the lost, the love, the hunger, and the desire for the lost would be implanted. That boldness would be established. That submission and surrender to your will would be manifested. Holy Father, we call on the name above all names, Jesus, tonight. And we ask, Jesus, that you'd send your Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, to each and every one, filling us and empowering us, changing us and establishing us in every way, that Christ would receive all glory, all honor, and all praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How's everybody? Praise God. Blessed and highly flavored. God is good, isn't he? All the time. All the time. If you're good, he's good too, you know. If you're good, he's better. Turn to your Bibles to James 4. James chapter 4. You know, the last time we gathered together, we were talking about the secret place, and in that, associated with the kingdom of God. And in that place, God grants authority, provision, and protection. And there's even more to that. And in James chapter 4 and verse 1, would you read it with me? It says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it upon your pleasures. The reason for that is because they didn't submit and ask correctly. Does everybody understand that? In other words, they're asking for the wrong things. It says, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. In other words, if you're not submitting to God, you're submitting to the world and you're making yourself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says, in vain the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? In other words, not submitting to the Word. But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the what? Proud, one who does not submit. But gives grace to the humble, one who submits. Therefore do what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? He will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Double-minded individual attempts to hold onto the world and God at the same time. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble, humble, submit. yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Has everybody got it? See, the only way you'll be able to resist is submit. So you submit to resist. Has everybody got it? You do what? You submit to resist. You cannot resist without submitting first. People have tried and failed. Hello. Now, in this, we are submitting to the kingdom of God. Are you listening? You are submitting to the rule. Okay? You are submitting to the government. And you are submitting to the authority of the eternal kingdom that is present now. Right now. In other words, the rule is a representation of the spiritual laws and guidelines and ethics associated with the kingdom of God. Spiritual laws, guidelines, and ethics. The government is the divine order of government offices and positions that God establishes in his government. And the authorities are those that are placed over us as overseers of our souls. That's how and only can you resist Satan's kingdom of his rule, his temptations, and the bondage of deception. I'm going to say that again. Submit to what? Resist. And to submit to resist, you're submitting to the rule, which is spiritual laws, guidelines, and ethics. The government, which is divine order of governmental offices and positions. And authorities that are individuals or authorities that are placed over us as overseers of our souls, of God's kingdom. That's how and only way can you resist Satan's kingdom of rule, his temptations, and his bondage of deception. That's why many people get caught up in familiar spirits, because they have an independent spirit. There is no lone rangers. There's an independent spirit that will bring division. And in this, individuals think that they've made it and they haven't. See, we're to grow up before you can go up. In this, we must submit to resist in every area. You cannot resist the powers of darkness without full submission in every area. Is everybody okay? Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9 and verse 6. Is everybody there? It says what? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be what? No end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. So we know that the throne of David, from that point and over his kingdom, God was establishing a government and an eternal kingdom right here on earth. Even during the times of King Saul and King David, he was establishing his kingdom. Does everybody get it? Remember, the Jews rejected God from being king. And they said they wanted a king that was tangible. I thought fire was pretty tangible. I thought thunder was pretty tangible. I thought a voice out of a cloud was pretty tangible. But they wanted a man to be a king. And they chose Saul. And the Lord told him, he's going to tax you. He's going to steal from you. He's going to do all kinds of stuff, man. But if this is what you want, give it to them. And they did. Kings of Israel used to establish the kingdom of God by destroying other kingdoms that rebelled against godliness, God's order, God's ethics, and God's reign. They used to destroy them. He wanted to set up his eternal government with peace, love, and prosperity and joy, giving thanks and praise to our King and Creator globally. Again, King Saul was removed because of non-submission, and many other kings were killed and lost their kingdoms and positions. But Christ will establish his kingdom no matter what man or Satan speaks. Now, God will use his people in these last days in a mighty, mighty way to establish his kingdom. But individuals must be submissive to everything of the Spirit, because you cannot resist unless you submit in every area. I'm telling you, things are getting tighter and tighter and tighter because of what's coming. Go to Jeremiah 51. Jeremiah 51. Submit to resist or die. How many know the devil likes to cause you to get weary? You know? He tries to get you discouraged, doesn't he? I mean, no matter what. That's his job, you know. He gets paid big bucks for that. His purpose of doing that, now you got to understand something. Who has the last say of everything? God. So why does he allow it? To train you up. To rule. To reign. Everyone here is a king's kid. You've been granted everything. You see, are seated in spiritual places. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing. See, so you're going through a training to reign eternally. But in the meantime, we've got a job to do. Everyone here is a recruiter. You're a recruiter of the lost to bring into the kingdom of God. And Jeremiah 51 in verse 16. It says, when he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain, and he brings the wind out of his treasures. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by the carved image. For his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In a time of their punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. You are my what? Battle axe and weapons of war. Who is? We are. For with you I will what? Break the nation in pieces. With you I will what? Destroy kingdoms. With you I will break in pieces the horse and its rider. With you I will break in pieces the chariot and its rider. With you I will also break in pieces man and woman. With you I will break in pieces old and young. With you I will break in pieces young men and maiden. With you also I will break in pieces the shepherd of his flock. With you I will break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen. And with you I will break in pieces governors and rulers. Why is God going to use this in this arena? He's talking about breaking in pieces the powers of darkness, Satan's kingdom, and those things that he's established here. He's going to use his people. But how can we be used by God if we can't submit? You know, people who can't submit and try to attack the devil get beat up. Hello? They get beat up, man. They have a hard time overcoming because they're not submitted. Now, if you can't submit to authority here on earth, you think somebody can submit to God? See, they'll have a form of submission, but in true reality, they're not. Because if you can't submit under God's authority here in government and rules, there's no way an individual will submit to God. Although they'll have a form of godliness and say, oh, yes, I love the Lord. I'm submitting to the Lord, whatever he wants me to do. He told me this, this, and that. Well, who are you under? Who are you submitting to? Who are you accountable to? Well, me. Well, you ain't right. And I can't receive anything from anyone in that arena. Does everybody understand that? I'm telling you right now that if you can't submit, you can't resist. There are no Lone Rangers. None. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. So that means that you and I must submit to break down Satan's kingdom. We submit to God's rule, authority, and government. Let's go to Luke 17. Luke 17, verse 20. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Now, when he had asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered and said to them, "The kingdom of God is not with observation, nor will they say, 'See here or see there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is what? Within you." In other words, the kingdom of God was in operation in the arena of the seen world. It was an operation of the what? Unseen world. But he says, where is the kingdom of God? It's within who? Me and you. Me and you. I'm telling you that the kingdom of God is living in us by his spirit. But one day we will be living in the kingdom of God and changed by his spirit. Does everybody get it? See, right now the kingdom of God is living in us by his spirit, but one day his spirit's going to change us so we can live in the kingdom of God that will be observed by the universe. Oh, yeah. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Submit to resist. Verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15:50. Would you read it? "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet." Hallelujah. "For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, "then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast." Well, if you're steadfast, does that mean you're maintaining submission? Yes. "Be steadfast." What? "Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So we see that we are going to be changed to inherit the kingdom. But we've got the way this is established is for me and you to be steadfast. Has everybody got it? You must be steadfast. You can't be moved. You can't be swayed by the wicked one. You must submit to resist. If you can't submit, you can't resist. I don't care how much you pray in tongues. I don't care how much worship you do. If you can't submit, you can't resist. And if you can't resist, it's because you haven't submitted. Hello? And what are you submitting to? The kingdom rule, government, and authority on earth to inherit eternal kingdom. Go to Ezekiel 36. 36:23. Hike. 36:23. Ezek. Let's read it together. And the Lord says, "I will what? Sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst, and the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am what? Hallowed in you before their eyes." Now I'm going to ask you something which is important. Is God hallowed means reverenced in us. Reverence. If an individual is unsubmissive, is that hallowing God? No. Do you think the world is looking at that? Amen. Come on, you know, hang around, running to people and say that they're believers, and you just know what comes out of their mouth. You know how they respond or how they react, that they are not submissive. You know that. They are not submitting. Why? Because if they were submitting, they'd be able to resist the devil. Do you understand that? It's important because you got to know this. Because it's going to be more and more expressed and more exposed. If there's not submission, they cannot resist the devil. They will have fruit that proves it. Okay? Let's go a little further. And God is not hallowed in them. In other words, they do not have the fear of the Lord. Because if individuals truly submitted, they carry the fear of God. He said this. He says, I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your what? Idols. Idols. See, people have idols. Anything that's between you and God is an idol. Your children, your family, your spouses, anything. Your ministry, anything. First of all, we don't own nothing. Anything can be an idol. He says, I will give you a what? A new heart. And put a new spirit within you. And I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a what? Heart of flesh. And I will what? I will put my spirit within you. Has that happened? Amen. Now we know it's going to happen to all of Israel also, but it hasn't yet. I will put my spirit within you and do what? Cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God, and I will deliver you from all of your uncleanliness. I will call for the grain and multiply it and bring no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of your trees and increase of your fields so that you need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations. Now, why was there famine? Because of judgment. Why was there judgment? Because they did not submit. They rebelled. And God always brings three things in judgment. Famine, pestilence, and the sword, war. A new heart and a spirit, he's going to cause us. That word cause is a representation to where he's going to empower us to submit so we can resist. See, people think that the power of God is to resist the devil. Now, I'm not saying that it's not to resist the devil, but I'm sharing with you that the power of God is released by your submission. Why? Because it's obedience. Do you know that? Listen. When the Lord gives counsel, and an individual is obedient to the counsel, he's able to resist the devil. And God releases something to him called a blessing. Just because of the obedience. Just because of the obedience. Are you listening? Why? Because the hand of God is released right then. And the powers of darkness move back because they see the hand of God there, which is the anointing and the power of God. Just because of the obedience. That's why the Lord said, listen, your sacrifices and offerings don't mean nothing to me. But your obedience is everything. Why? He knows that if we're obedient, we're submitting, and we can resist the devil, and he releases his hand in the circumstance. That's why sometimes it's like, man, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know what's going to do. I don't know. Well, first of all, need to get rid of the eyes. And you need to go to the throne and not the phone. And you submit because you're going to seek the kingdom of God, right? And his righteousness, where authority, provision, and protection is waiting for you. And as you submit to what he tells you to do, it's released to you. Has everybody got it? Good. Galatians 5. See, so God's power is released in our life as we submit. Galatians chapter 5. Now it can manifest in many ways, you know. One day I was driving down the road and the Lord said, I pulled into the library and he said, and I was backing up and I was getting ready to leave and he said, there's a man over there and he needs to talk to you. So I pulled back in the parking space and there was this guy rolling up his bed. He was sleeping out in the bushes there. And I thought, he needs to talk to me, Lord. And the guy ran over to my passenger window and rolled the window down. And his first words out of his mouth were, would you pray for me? I thought, whoa. We need to have more of this, you know. They just come out of the bushes, you know. Hallelujah. Anyway, I told him to come on in the car, and the guy stunk terribly of booze and so forth, and his eyes were red, and I could tell he was tired. And so I said, "Listen, before I pray with you, I want to share a couple things," and I gave him a little bit of testimony, and I said, but I want you to pray. And we prayed and he accepted the Lord. And so I said, okay, now I'm going to pray for you. And I just laid my hands on him and I said, Lord, I pled the blood of Jesus. And I didn't even finish speaking, man. And the power of God ripped through that car, through my head. I thought I just got split in half. Went right through my arms and hit this man where he jumped and went, bam, hit his head on the roof and came down. I thought I died. I didn't have a headache. But I'm telling you, it felt like somebody hit me with a sledgehammer. And this guy began to roll up his arms and screaming. I didn't know he loved me that much. I didn't know. That's all he kept saying. I didn't know he loved me that much. Look, and he rolled up his arms. He had tracks all up and down his arms. And I looked at him and I said, man, the redness in his eyes was gone. He was totally healed. I turned to him. I said, man, look in the mirror. He looked in the mirror. He goes, whoa, I got to go tell somebody. He opened the car and started running. I said, hold on a second. I threw him a Bible. He picked up his bed and ran. I never saw him again. It hasn't happened like that again. Of course, I'm still waiting for it, you know. I'm like, come on, let's do that again. Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to do? Come on, let's go. I'm ready. Go ahead, you can hit me with a hammer. I don't care. A baseball bat, I don't care. As long as it's from you. And it's not happened like that again. But I'm sharing that with you because it was just an area of submitting. No questioning. I didn't know what was what. I didn't even know if this man was serious. That's all I know is I pulled back in the parking space, and when I did, that man came running out. Would you pray for me? Whew, hallelujah. Too bad we can't pull into places, and it happens everywhere. But I'm telling you, it's going to. It's going to, and we must be prepared. We must be prepared. Galatians chapter 5, in verse 18. So we know that the kingdom of God is within us. We know that he's given us a spirit, right, to cause us to do his statutes. In other words, he's going to cause us to submit so that we can resist. That way the power is released to what? Resist. In verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, addiction, perversion, and everything else associated with it and like it. And of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who what? Practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, why are they practicing that? Because they are not what? Submitting. Does everybody get that? Why does an individual practice ungodliness? Is because they are not submitting. Because they cannot resist. And listen, They're supposed to be led by the Spirit to submit so you can resist Satan's rule, temptation, and hell. Because those people are not going to inherit the kingdom of God if they continue to practice it. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. In verse 1, let's read this together. This is our call. By submitting to God, by submitting to the Spirit. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because what? The Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are what? Bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, which is close. To comfort all who mourn, to console those who are mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That is your call. Has everybody got it? And how is that going to be released? By what? Submitting. By what? Submitting. Submit to resist. Go to Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 32. In verse 31, the Lord said, for this city has been to me a provocation of my anger. Does everybody see it? And my fury from the day that they built it, even to this day, so I will remove it from before my face. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger. How many of y'all know you can provoke God to anger? With his children, he chastens us. In other words, he spanks us. They, their kings, their princes, their priests, their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned to me the back and not the face. Though I taught them. Though he what? He taught them. Rising up early and teaching them. Yet they have not listened to receive instruction. But they have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to what? Defile it. They were taught, but they refused. They set their backs to him instead of their faces. Today when I was in jail ministering and during the worship service, and as we were praising and worshiping, it was though the Lord was standing in front of everybody. I was like, whoa, this is awesome. You know, I saw a bunch of Jesuses in there, you know, standing in front of everybody. And I began to see the Lord looking at an individual. Then he turned his back to them and walked away. The ones that he stood in front of and stayed were the ones that were worshiping. The ones that sat down, he turned away and walked away. There were ones that couldn't even get up. But only the ones that were surrendered. See, they were submitting. Do you understand that? They were hallowing within. They were hallowing him. They were reverencing him. They were allowing the fear of God. And the fear of God is not terror. It's called reverence. The Lord was standing before him, and those who reverenced him, he stood there. And the ones who didn't, he turned away and gave them his back. And when he gave me the scripture tonight, he said, this is what they've done to me. And I shared that in jail today. There was silence in there for a little bit. Because it is totally disrespectful to not honor God with worship and praise. And when it's time to worship and praise to be talking, it is dishonorable and disrespectful to him. Because that is the opportune time for you to show him and hallow yourself to him. Surrender to where he is exalted in you and through you. Does everybody understand that? There's nothing worse than having the Lord turn his back on you. See, but they actually gave him his back, their backs, and not their faces. Does everybody get it? Is everybody okay? Well, he had to, in other words, he taught them, but because they rejected what he taught them, they gave him his back instead of his face because they couldn't stand before him. They didn't submit. Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Submit to what? Resist. You know, deliverance doesn't come out. Let me share something with you. You can cast the devil out. How many of y'all know they come back? Well, that's, you know, the Bible says, in my name you cast out devils. And so you go out and cast devils out of people, and they'll come back if that person is not submissive. That's why it's important about being discipled, then deliverance. Ephesians 4, is everybody there in verse 17? Ephesians 4:17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as idiots. That you should no longer walk as what? The rest of the Gentiles. And futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the what? Ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Who being past feeling, they have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. Why? Because you have not learned Christ. Remember we just read that the Lord had taught them, and they said now they've not learned Christ. In other words, they've not learned the anointing. They're not allowing the anointing to teach them. They like the goosebumps. They like the feelings. They like to see God move. They like to see God heal. They like all of those wonderful things that God does, but yet they themselves are not willing to submit to the anointing. Does everybody understand? They can't submit, so they have a hard time to what? Resist. Resist. Let's keep going. Verse 21, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you what? Put off. Who puts it off? You do. You know what? There are things that God is not going to do for you. There are things that God is expecting you to do. You can sit there and cry all day long, and he'll say, do it.
You'll say, no, you do it.
He'll say, do it.
You'll say, no, you do it.
I'm waiting on you. And he says, I'm waiting on you. And you know what? He can outwait us. I'll tell you that. See, so when you don't do because you're not submitting, an individual will go another route. And that's where they can't resist the devil, because now that spirit has come. That familiar spirit comes and say, hey, come on. Feel that? Gucci, Gucci, goo. And then a person goes and gets fulfilled another way. That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your what? Mind. And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Putting off the old man and putting on the new. We must do that. That's our responsibility, not God's. I'm telling you again, there's things that God is going to tell you to do. And he's not going to do it for you. He's expecting you to do it. You know, it'd be nice if the Lord got us up in the morning, made our coffee for us, you know, and carried you right into prayer closet. And say, okay, pray to me. He doesn't do that. Why? Because you must cooperate. You must submit. There are things that he's not going to do for you. You must do yourself. You know, I remember this one time, my wife was telling me about this woman that was in nursing school. My wife had to do a lot of studying in nursing school. And she said there was this woman there that was a believer. My wife didn't, you know, she believed that there was a God, but she wasn't saved yet. And she said, this woman said that God, if God wanted her to have that license, that she would get it. The woman never studied. And my wife and her friends got in a group, and they studied all the time. And when it came time for the exam, everybody passed, but the woman that thought, I guess God didn't want her to be a nurse. What a bonehead. So she expected God just to give her all of these things so that she could become a nurse. I hope there isn't any pilots out there like that. Because I don't want to get on that plane. 2 Chronicles chapter 30. 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Oh, yes. Is everybody okay? Submit to what? Resist. That's why a lot of people fall into rebellion. See, because if you can't submit, you end up rebellion, and rebellion is witchcraft. And those demons are there, man. You submit to resist. And God teaches us. The Bible says that the anointing teaches. Why? Because if you don't learn, you'll what? Burn. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 7. And do not be like your fathers and your brother who trespass against the Lord God of their fathers, so that he gave them up to desolation, as you see. Now do not be stiff-necked, as your fathers were, but yield or submit yourselves to the Lord and enter his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. Ooh. For if you return to the Lord, your brethren and your children will be treated with compassion by those who lead them captives, so that they may come back to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn his face from you if you what? Return to him. So don't be stiff-necked and rebellious, but just submit. Why? Because that will bring judgment. You know, many people think that it's amazing that without submitting, the fear or reverence of God is gone. The enemy slowly takes it and steals it. And what happens then is the individual becomes complacent, not able to see clearly, begins to hear another voice, and begins to be led by how they feel instead of truth. And an individual that is led by feelings is the most dangerous individual you could be around. Danger. Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5. In verse 8. Ooh. Let's start at verse 6. We could start at Genesis 1. Verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedient. Therefore do not be partakers with them. Be careful who you hang with. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And they have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak those things which are done by men, by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the what? Fear or reverence of God. Wow. submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord or the reverence of the Lord. 2 Peter 2. Submit to resist. And what are you submitting to? God's rule, kingdom government, and kingdom authority. 2 Peter 2. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, there will be perilous times, right? Men will be lovers of themselves, boasters, lovers of money, and so forth. Things are not getting better, they are getting worse. And many believers are being deceived and easily offended. And the reason for easy offense is because they don't submit. Because in a believer, I'm telling you, a strong, that presence of God, if a person is one who submits, they can resist offense. Some people will say, ask me, well, man, how come you're all, you know, how come you spoke to that person in that way or you didn't receive that person or whatever? And I'll share with them because some people try to use that excuse, well, you're a Christian, how can you do that? Because I'm not a stupid one. I know the fruit and I know what the motive is. Does everybody got it? Why? Because you won't even know what the fruit or motive is if you're not one who submits. And man, you got to have it now. You've got to get it stronger and stronger now than you ever have. 2 Peter 2, is everybody there? In verse 4. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of 8 people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of what? Judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, and that means authorities, government. Does everybody get it? And rule. They have no reverence or fear. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. In other words, they're going to eventually just come into judgment unless they turn. You know, this could be anybody's end result, can it? Nobody's escaped that. That's why we cannot be moved. We've got to constantly submit to resist so that we are immovable and steadfast. Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12. In verse 25. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Hebrews 12, 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has a promise saying, yet once more I will what? Shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. In other words, there is a shaking going to come. It's called judgment. And that's how God shakes. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a what? Kingdom. Which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. There is a shaking happening, and it's going to increase like a little simple, and increase, and increase, and increase, and increase. And there is going to be a shaking that is going to hit and climax in this country. And what's the purpose? To shake anything loose that is not subject to the kingdom of God. And to draw his people into the secret place. 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4. Verse 12. Submit to what? Resist. Now, why do you think the Lord is telling us and preparing us for everything? Because of what's coming. He's preparing us for what's coming. In verse 12, read it. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached or insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the what? House of God. In other words, God is shaking the body. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. In other words, submissive. Submissive. Judgment in the house. Shaking everything that is not subject to his kingdom. You can't submit to authority. In other words, if an individual can't submit to what they see, they're certainly not going to submit to what they don't see. They'll have a form of godliness out in front of people, but yet what they do behind closed doors eventually will be brought forth into the open. It always is. Romans 16. They have a form of submission, but their heart is distant. Romans 16 and verse 17. Is everybody there? Everybody okay? Let's read it. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause what? Divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned and of what? Avoid them. Why? Because if they're doing these things, are they submitting? No. No. Because they can't resist the enemy. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your what? Obedience, is that submission? Yes. Has become known to all, therefore I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Hallelujah. Avoid those who don't submit. Be an example of them. Avoid them though. Hello? Don't cooperate. Don't go up to them and tell them, oh, it's going to be okay. Tell them to die. Tell them to get right. Tell them to get counsel. Do something, but do it right and do it quick. 1 Timothy 6. The Bible says bad company corrupts good habits. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 1. Read it with me, please. that as many bondservants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine may not be blasphemed. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. In other words, don't take advantage of one that you are under because you're brothers, because you're both believers. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is what? Proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words. You ever get around somebody that's constantly complaining or speaking about everybody else and everything? He is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such what? Withdraw yourself. With what? Withdraw yourself. Cool. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. It is certain we can carry nothing out. Did you ever get around somebody that was offended? And they can't stop talking about something? And they just yak, 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 yak. They're trying to get fulfillment to prove that they're right. But they haven't submitted because that's why they're offended. Do you ever, you know, you ever get around somebody who got caught doing something and they want to blame everybody else? And they get angry because they got caught. You know, man, they're upset they got caught. And then they want to make excuses why there was a correction brought because they got caught. And they got offended. Why? Because they're not submitted. Because you cannot resist if you cannot submit. It's impossible. Is everybody okay? I'm going to close at Titus 2. Titus 2. It's under the T's. In verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let what? No one, what? Let no one despise you. Mm-hmm. Let no one what? Despise you. And verse, and go, keep going. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey and to be ready for what? Every good work. To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness of the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Then, having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to all men. Amen. Submit to what? Resist. It's important. Use wisdom. Be careful who you hang, where you go, what you listen to, what you watch. and what you hear. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Praise God. It's going to be shaken. Shaking's already starting. A little shake here, a little shake there, and then a big shake. Let's lift our hands to heaven and surrender. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you, Lord, for the shaking, that anything that is subject to the kingdom of God would be loosed from us in every area. But Lord, as we continue to submit to you, we thank you that you will make a way not only to empower us to resist the devil and its temptations and its rule and deceptions, but to overcome. Overcome in every area, because you already overcame for us. So Lord, we thank you and repent in any area where we have not submitted according to your will. We ask that you wash us with the blood and reestablish us, granting us the strength and power to be totally submissive, that the anointing would be released as we submit to you to resist the devil and destroy Satan's kingdom, pulling down strongholds, tearing altars of Baal down, and taking back your kingdom in every area, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.